You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about new movies coming out this weekend. And we got a couple movies to look forward to.
Absolutely. Angelina Jolie is back as Maleficent.
Yes.
One of the best Disney villains. And I'm a big fan of Sleeping Beauty and that animated film. And it was a huge hit for her.
Our AE here, Mike Bottrell, this is like his absolute favorite. He's got the whole bit.
Right. Yeah. So Disney villains are popular. She leads the pack. So this time around, you know, her daughter, Aurora, you know, played by Elle Fanning, is all grown up now. And the prince it proposes to her. And she's not too keen on the idea. And the queen, of course, is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
And she doesn't like Maleficent or her kind. We find out that there's like a whole civilization of her kind, which is really weird because I don't know if they're Valkyries or gargoyles or what they are. But there's this whole race of winged creatures that are just like her. You know, this movie is so dark and so heavy. It's not a Disney film. It's not fun. And she's barely in it, you know? So I was really confused about this movie. I really was. It's almost like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing in that third act where there's this giant battle that goes on for 30 minutes. I was kind of bored with it. So I'm not a fan of the sequel.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Right.
And the other movie?
The other movie is Zombieland Double Tap. Can you believe it's been 10 years? Woody Harrelson went out zombie hunting and Bill Murray got killed.
That was actually good. It was good, actually.
So now we're back 10 years later, and we end up in the White House, and we're hanging out in the Lincoln bedroom with Woody Harrelson and Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin and Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
It is. And then we do a road trip to Graceland, and we have all new zombies. We have the homers who are really dumb, or the ninjas who sneak out and attack you without you seeing them, or even the T-8000s, which is based on a reference to Terminator 2, these new super zombies. So it is funny. It is engaging. I mean, I love Woody Harrelson. We got Luke Wilson. And there's so many great cameos in this movie and stay through the credits, but it's great for Halloween. It's great for October. I saw it last night. I had such a great time with it, and the audience went crazy for it.
And did you see the Tim Burton? You interviewed him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was down there last week, and I got 3 minutes with Tim Burton at the Neon Museum, which is now on my YouTube page. Go see this exhibit because there's special art pieces he did just for Las Vegas, and it's really stunning.
And that is here what? Until the end of the year?
Oh, no, it's here till February 15th.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
Wow.
Follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, as always, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.